Get this going, all the little tweaks can come into it and wrap around it, so.
And no steps.
This will be here at the end.
Yeah, I figured that.
Well, I'm looking at it.
Besides, you're looking at all these other plans, and none of them show steps.
So the next thing that we want to talk about is the interiors. Part of the design development package was interior material and color renderings. There will be, and again, there's a slide to talk about upcoming meetings. There will be a meeting coming up in this phase where we specifically sit and talk about the color scheme for the interior of the building. It's a little more complicated than your typical project because we have a significant amount of colorful furniture that's coming over there. So we're not just gonna come up with a completely independent color scheme because it's a new building. We've got furniture that has a scheme to it. So there needs to be some discussion there, we need to work that out. What we presented with the DD set was some interior renderings that showed materials, it showed carpet, it showed terrazzo floor, it showed some features on the walls, some lighting ideas, things like that. Within the next, we're hoping maybe 3 weeks, we're waiting on some samples to come in. We'll have that meeting, we'll sit down, and we'll nail down some color, a color palette, if you will, for the interior. So with that, I'm gonna let Francie Abel, who is our interior designer, come up, and she's gonna talk about these. You get this, it'll go to the next one.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Yeah, so like Ray was saying, we have these images, kind of just neutral color palette, just to show like the big architectural finish types. And then in the meeting we have in a couple weeks, we'll have like three schemes that y'all can look at for like actual color selection. So this is a perspective of the entrance lobby. And for this space, we're thinking we could do like a really pretty light fixture installation, which is those circles that you're seeing, just to do something like really pretty when you first get in. You'll be able to see it from the outside if allows that. But and then terrazzo floor in this space and that main like spine, and then for the columns in the main areas, we're thinking some type of like aluminum column wrap. And then the ceiling in the lobby and in the spine, we're thinking some type of like wood slat to kind of bring in some warmth into the building. And we haven't really thought about like what color to, we'll bring options for different types of woods for that.
What's the height of the lobby?
Oh, it's one of the, it's the higher end of the building.
It slopes up to like 23 feet.
Yeah, it's pretty high in the lobby. Lobby's gonna be a pretty impressive space when you walk in.
Probably change the room.
It's gonna be really nice.
Yeah, hopefully you won't have to since they're LED.
30 years.
Yeah, really. They just did that in my office building today.
Is when you walk into that spine area from the lobby, and you see the checkout desk over to the left, and we're kind of bringing in that wood look just to kind of tie those two areas together and kind of make that area a little bit more important so people can, you know, are aware that that's kind of the checkout counter. The wood slat ceilings, terrazzo in this area as well. And then like some, I think the furniture plans changed a bit, but some lounge furniture mixed in with like the hot books and computers. This is a view of the children's area. So we're continuing that wood slat ceiling, but seen here, but then we're gonna have acoustic clouds, the same material that you guys have out here for sound. And then carpet in this area as well for sound. And then the linear pendants are suspended to light the shelving adequately.
And I will say that this is not gonna be 90-inch tall shelving. I know somebody, I'm sure, is wondering why the shelves are so tall in the children's area. We have determined several times that the children's area is gonna be lower shelving. So this rendering is showing tall shelving. You can see the silhouette of the woman there. But later, we have another walkthrough rendering that'll show the lower shelving and give you a good idea of the children's area.
Yeah, well, at the time that we did these, it was a little bit more conceptual, like generic placeholder.
And so the lighting will be indirect, like the lighting that they have here?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a view showing the computer lab and then the teen area. And we were thinking maybe we create some type of like portal to kind of show the teens like, hey, this is your area, and maybe we do something fun on that portal there. So same kind of lighting.
Francie, if you can, show them what you're talking about with the portal.
Oh. This like gray area here.
Kind of like a gateway into the
Yeah, and then in the teen area there's like those, there's a band of windows here and then a band of windows on the other side of the room. And then we'll have like the acoustic ceiling coming in and then maybe some type of like cool light fixture for them in there. And the computer lab will just be the acoustic ceiling tile with the 2x2 light fixture, and then carpet in all these areas as well. This is a view of the adult area, so that same ceiling, the wood slats with the acoustic ceiling tiles, same lighting and carpet, and we're thinking, well, is there one that you can go back? Okay. In kind of scattered around the stacks, maybe we'll have like some of these little pods where people can go and sit if they want some privacy, and then some more like lounge type of furniture scattered, kind of like what you guys have now, or we might even be reusing this.
Right. All the way back on the glass.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is a view of the multi-purpose room, where you can see that screen, the perforated screen in the back, and the same wood ceiling and suspended lighting.
One of the cool things about the screen is that from the inside, it's kind of, it's the same, it's almost true to what you see here. It shields the outside, but it doesn't block the outside. You still see everything, but from the outside, you see a screen. So it's kind of like tinted windows in your car, right? So from the inside, we're blocking that direct sunlight, but at the same time, we still get the views of Judge Perez and the whole front lawn.
This is a view of that, the quiet reading room, and we thought this could be a place where we bring in those light fixtures from the lobby, just to give it, you know, something a little special in that room. And then the acoustic ceiling tile and carpet as well. This is the large meeting room. And here we're using the wood on the wall where the monitors would be and where people would present at the front of the room. And then just LED lighting that would run across the acoustic ceiling tile and carpet.
And Francie, I believe the wood paneling, it has some acoustic value too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what Francie is trying to do here is to show you that while the building has several different spaces, she's using the same elements to in a little different way so that each of the spaces within the building feels a little different, like it's its own space, but still all relates to one another.
So now we have a couple ideas on where we could kind of bring in some art. And so we have a few different places. But one, we were thinking it would be really nice, like right when you walk in the lobby, if there's some type of installation that kind of shows like the, maybe the swamps or something that's like really important to like
Saint
this.
Bernard.
Yeah, Saint Bernard. And we're looking at, like this is a type of glass or acrylic panel. We're looking at one that maybe it can like be removed from the wall. So if y'all wanted to change them out from time to time, you could do that. There's a lot of possibilities. But
is that three form?
This is not, but you
same
could.
Stuff,
yeah. That is glass, but you can do acrylic, which is what 3-Form is.
This is also a wall that at one point, I don't remember who brought it up, but somebody mentioned, I think it was a dream or a want, not a reality, but a digital wall. At some point, somebody had mentioned that. This is the wall, as you walk into the lobby, and you've got this white wall with the glass above it. This is the wall that we thought could be that. If it's a digital display, if it's an art display, if it's an installation where, you know, it changes out periodically, that sort of thing, it's kind of an exhibit space, if you will, as you walk into the library.
And the lobby area was also supposed to reflect the past to the future library and also encompass components that are related to the history of the parish.
Another idea we had was maybe when you walk through the lobby into the spine, on that big wall, maybe we do like a timeline of the history of the parish with different images, kind of like what you would see like in a museum or something. This is from a museum. But we just thought that would be really cool to kind of highlight like milestones of the history.
You got the battle and you got the house. Pretty nice.
Yeah, and I forget what else is on here.
That's kind of in the same line as what Jody was talking about at Grambling that they're doing with the metal panel. At Grambling on the street side, the perforated metal panel is long, and their intent is to break that up into panels that can be added at times. So they're going to do milestones in the university's past, right, and currently, and then leave some open panels for future. And that kind of same concept could go here with a more potentially a more permanent display where a local artist could come up with this nice kind of long mural type thing that that depicts the parish and can be up there. Not necessarily something that would be changed out, but could be.
You know what I like about this? It's a great opportunity to, which, yeah, I hadn't even thought about having a graphic image up there, but it is, you know, a lot of wall space that could be used. I think it's a great concept.
Yeah, I think it's a great concept,
and
too.
What I like about it being here is I'm hard pressed to say it's subtle, but you know, the lobby can be, you know, more formal, and then when you get into the library space itself, to me, this lends itself, you know, perfectly to, you know, what you're trying to convey.
We need a shrimp boat or a oyster logo.
And then this slide is kind of showing those other areas, you know, like the teen, the children, adult, and the multi-purpose room. What the green is showing is just potential locations for some type of artwork, whether it's, you know, like some type of graphic wall covering like this here, or maybe it's like inspirational quotes. This one was... each floor had like a different image that was kind of designed, and an artist kind of pixelated each image. So these are just some potential locations for something like that. Yeah, just to bring in some, you know, so the walls just aren't all white and bare, just to bring in some color.
Character.
If it's not clear yet, we're definitely making a strong effort to not create a building that could be anywhere, right? We want this building to be St. Bernard Parish. So we're providing these areas and these concepts of where local artists is the intent, that local artists could come in and kind of make the building that your own, so that any parishioner that comes in kind of feels a little bit at home. So with the outside, with the screen idea, the inside with these different murals and these different timeline ideas, that's where that concept is coming from.
And then this was just kind of overall the finishes that we just talked about. So wall paint, the wood slat ceilings, acoustic ceilings, carpet, the metal column covers, terrazzo. Then we put in the existing shelving here. And I know it was discussed this kind of color scheme at a previous meeting. So maybe that's kind of brought in through some of the graphics, since I think we're going to, most of the furniture will be what we have now, so maybe that's a way to try to bring in some of those colors.
So, like she said,
thanks, Francis.
What we've What we've done, what we're doing with the furniture is we're trying to come up with an accounting of all the existing furniture, both here and at the courthouse, that can be brought over, and then any new furniture that's needed to fulfill this larger facility would be of like kind, if not the same. So for instance, these chairs, you know, if there's 24 of these chairs in possession now, then in the meeting room, if there's 100 chairs in the meeting room, then we would try to find, you know, another 76 of this type of chair. Mm-hmm. Whether that means we match the color or not, but the color is important. When you've got navy blue and yellow,
Pumpkin.
You know, you but can't just really ignore not, those colors.
Right, maybe. There's really not enough of them to matter.
We have 30 for what it's worth.
I'll talk to you about that after this. So, with that, as I'm just going to touch base on what I said before Francie started, that there will be a meeting coming up. We haven't scheduled it yet. Like I said, we need to wait to get some samples. We're going to get physical samples of these things in, so that we can put together three schemes similar to the five schemes for the exterior that we did using our expertise there and the input from the staff and everyone. And then sit down, go through it, discuss it, weigh pros and cons, and come out of that with a finite color scheme. So that'll be within the next couple of weeks. This next slide, I'm impressed with. And I have to give credit to Chris over there being quiet. Because Chris, for the last 3 days, has been really working hard on this. and
doesn't
looks
it look
good.
Great?
It's amazing.
It's incredible.
If it works. Right, Chris?
Oh, I hope it works.
Okay.
So forgive it if it skips.
Yeah, it's not those holes for the people who are trying.
It's level. And the door's going to open. So anyone in the wheelchair can
that looks pretty
on.
Real.
The man was talking, sitting at the table.
Very nice. Got some good software.
Very nice.
So Chris, what software did you use to do this?
It's called Twin Motion.
We should have had like a motion sickness warning at the beginning. Just
yeah, really.
You need the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little music would be nice.
A long glass in the back.
I like the good shelf.
See the lower shelves in this?
Yes,
I like that.
I just want more color in the kids' area.
See? Yeah, so color,
a lot
don't
of color.
Even think about it for this. I mean, as far as this is concerned,
yeah.
We tried to match the furniture to the best we could, but this is a white model,
color.
If you will,
yeah.
Lacking of color.
Very neutral.
Yeah, this is just to give you a sense of what the space is
right.
Like. Not color or finish or...
You did a good job matching the chairs.
You did a good job all the way around.
Well, yes.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when you're looking at the plan, it's hard to visualize, you know, what the space is really like. So I think this does a great job
mm-hmm.
of really kind of showing you what the library is, you know, what it really is like in 3D. So in case you didn't recognize it, we just went into the admin area.
Yeah, workroom.
Circulation desk.
Lobby's going to be very impressive.
And this is all level, is that correct?
Correct.
We're not,
that's correct.
Any kind of ramps or
mm-hmm.
step up, step down?
I mean, they'll have minor ramps coming from the car up their front
right.
door, but it'll
okay.
be more, you know, it'll be 1 in 20.
It'll
we
be
don't have any rails or anything. But yeah, the slab itself is
flat.
So this is our last slide, and I just wanted to mention three specific meetings that we plan on having.
Good job.
Good job.
It's very
makes
nice.
It feel
thank
real
you.
Now.
Yeah.
that make y'all all feel better?
Wanted to mention three specific meetings. These aren't necessarily the only meetings that we're having, but these are three specific ones that we've discussed that we want to have. We have had several meetings about the shelving. There will be another meeting where we hope to finalize and get everyone comfortable with the shelving count. And that the existing collection and the future expansion can be housed in the new library. That will be in the next several weeks. Interior color material discussion selection, as we talked about, existing furniture and equipment to be brought from current branches will be taken into consideration when establishing a color scheme. The design team will present three interior color schemes for discussion and selection. And then there'll be a data electrical meeting where we want to identify specific, this is for you, Dwight, specific electrical and data requirements and outlet locations, and we'll also discuss the government program that Ms. Ethel mentioned for funding. With that one specifically, we'll have the electrical engineer present as well, and we'll have a plan, and literally we're going to sit with you and say, all right, what do you plan on doing where? What kind of requirements do you have where? And we're going to make sure we get it in there.
But we are going to let them make a first pass.
Sure. So those are the three meetings that I have. There may be others, but that's the next steps. And then as Doug mentioned, this is construction document phase now. So you saw the plans, you saw the elevations. The next several weeks, we're going to be nailing it down and basically tightening the drawings up to where a contractor can build from them. The design decisions, for the most part, are made at this point. We're dealing with material colors. We've made some decisions here today. We'll make some interior decisions coming up. And then, obviously, if we're talking about where we're going to have outlets, you can see that we're getting to the point where we're tightening those bolts, as Doug mentioned. Those nuts, as Doug mentioned. And that's it. So I know Ms. Ethel's got a long list of questions.
Okay, I do. Put on the lights. Let me. We have some papers. Here's one for Jody. Here's one for Ray. And Will and Mr. Peter. And I think everybody has one. Everything that you showed us is quite beautiful. It is. But we know what we have here. And if you look at the page with the yellowed out things, these are things that we are asking you to consider. We're asking you to shorten the lobby so that it, you see where it ends with the new boardroom? Just have that in the library proper. The rest of it is the same. But what we're worried about is if you put your hand on this, it takes up half of this building. And we know that if you look at the next page, it won't contain the shelving that we have and the furniture and everything else that we have. It's just not enough room. And we're just asking you that if you would please just get rid of the quiet reading room, move it over to here at the very end. It's got this, it's not, it'll still have this, this is where it'll be, where this glass is. We just know, I mean, your plan is beautiful, but it's not going to, it doesn't fit everything that we have. We're asking, we don't need this multi-purpose room. That's where we would like our computers to be. And as far as trapping everybody in that room with computers, just think of everybody in here with the doors closed and computers. It doesn't work. It's too confining. It's all right for a class, but it's just... And as far as you're saying that the teens are going to come in there, we have teens sitting in front of us that start fighting right in front of the desk. They can't be by themselves. And we would just ask that, you know, the porch be gone and the two study rooms here. And really, this is not an academic library. We don't have that many people coming around that need space to study.
Why can't it be an academic library?
Because you have Nunez, you have UNO.
That's why I have my own library, because they don't have what I need.
How do you mean they don't have what you need?
I have my own academic library.
Yeah, but that's books. That's not space.
I have research areas too. This will completely eliminate anybody who wants to do any kind of academia work.
How do you mean?
reduce or move the quiet room?
Over here. It's just as big as it
just
was before.
It.
It's just
where is it on the other one now? I can't find it.
It's
in the middle.
In the middle.
It would be
can I interject real quick, please, if you don't mind?
I mean, that's really small print. I can't see it.
I know.
Okay.
But it's also, if anybody, if they do keep the porch, anybody out there, they're going to be using their cell phones. I don't know how soundproof this would be. And also, you're in close proximity to where the kids are. If we move it over in this area, it would also be a little more...
I don't have any problem
secluded.
With moving the quiet room. I want the porch. I want people to be able to go outside.
Well, we were hoping that we could, you know,
develop
have
something.
These. Have, you know.
But that's not screened in.
No,
right.
It's not.
So,
I mean, you can.
So you can't sit outside for more than 3 minutes and not be chewed up by mosquitoes.
But I don't know. This is my opinion. If we could develop something that's more exterior, if you go and look, as opposed to an area that's going to be enclosed on three sides, my concern is
it's taking
that it's
up
going to
space.
Be hot
it's taking
space.
Up floor space.
No, it's on the north side.
Can I interject real quick, please?
Yeah, come on.
Which, like this morning, with all the damp weather we've been having, is it going to sweat?
What is what going to sweat?
That porch.
If we do have to have the outside porch. Because 11 o'clock today, I went out, and when I came in, out here where you came up the steps, with all the humidity
the
and the
weather. Is the concrete
going to
sweat outside?
It was all wet out here.
Is it going to sweat outside?
Yeah.
We live in humidity.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, there's going to be sweat. Okay?
Not if
there's
it's treated,
be sweat.
I think.
There's going to be sweat.
No,
there's going to be sweat on the walls. There's going to be sweat
it
on the ground. There's going to be sweat wherever moisture enters. Besides inside the building.
And you're not
going
to be able
be
to
nice
catch a breeze in there either. You're going to have to do your fan thing. As if we did something,
well,
I hate to sound like a broken record, like Goodwood did.
Well,
it's a way, they have seating, it's covered, but it's out so that when there is a breeze, to me it was more inviting than being here, you know, in an enclosed area. It was open, you didn't feel claustrophobic. And I thought it might be a viable alternative.
Well, I know when we did the public input things, people wanted a porch.
It was in the program for a long time. If I could, okay, today's meeting, okay, I appreciate Mr. Landry,
we have presented this to you time and time again.
Yes, ma'am, you have.
And yes, we have. And you say, okay, I'm going to go back, and we never hear a thing. And we gave you the reasons why.
If I could clear things up,
mm-hmm.
There are only two areas, okay, that were not addressed over the multiple meetings that the design team and myself have had with you guys, okay, to accommodate your needs. The entire staff area was reworked.
Yeah,
we reduced the entire staff area was reworked. The programming spaces were reworked. Okay, but the consensus overall of the design team and the program that was established with the design team, with the board, and
wait, who's
assumption
the design
of staff,
team? Ray and
the
you?
Architects, yes.
Okay,
who are hired to do to
okay,
do their professionals.
Okay, but we're the clients,
the
so we
spaces,
should be able to say something about it.
You have,
and we and you just knock
you
us down
we're,
every
we're,
time.
Well, it's because we're not. Comblor saying, okay, tell us what you want to do, and we'll go ahead and do it. We're at the phase right now that if you want to make any changes as specified in here, okay, you want us to look at this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I do.
We're going to look at this.
I do.
And we're going to make our recommendations
uh-huh.
to the board, okay?
But what you have to look at, too, is we had public meetings because we wanted input from the public. So it's not just what the staff wants.
I know, but Patrice, we had...
Because it's, remember how
about,
you always like to prefer to the people's money?
We had...
Well, that's what
we
the
had
public meetings
maybe
were for.
Five people at that public meeting.
Oh, we had way more than that when we were at the council.
We had the board.
That council, they were sticking stars over everything.
I mean, that's fine. We're just telling you. We know it's not gonna house everything that we have.
When you say what's not going to house
and
everything
as
you have.
Far as this other meeting room that you think you need at night, you don't. Is there's no reason that you can't shorten the lobby, have that room by itself, inside the proper of the library. It's not gonna hurt anything.
Inside.
Okay, so what I'd like to leave here with, and understand, you know, guys, everybody listen carefully. So what I'd like to leave here with is, this is the final issue document that we're going to receive
from us,
from the staff.
That is correct.
For consideration.
That's right.
Is this it?
Yes.
We're going to respond to it.
Okay. And here is the shelving that we own. So
we're not talking shelving. This is it.
Well, that takes space inside this area.
Mr. Landrieu.
We're going to have a shelving meeting. I'm not talking about the shelving.
Okay.
It's in the schedule. We're coming back to talk about shelving. We're coming back to talk about shelving because we, even though you guys, y'all numbers, you know, as y'all said it, you know, oh, we got the nail now. With the numbers, how
no,
she was.
No, that was an erroneous statement.
Okay, well, what I'm trying to
like
say,
that.
What I want to say, what I want to say, because it's important, because we are working with y'all, and we're going to have a shelving meeting one more time, okay? And that's it. We're done with shelving.
So what do you mean? We know. We counted it. We have
revisiting the same areas. We're trying to move along.
We're not.
So at that point, will you address where when we converted our apples to Ms. Wrightson's oranges and we had a 7% less shelving in the children's area? We're going to address that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And each time you guys bring up an issue, we address it as a team and we evaluate and say, okay, were we off? Let's look at what they're saying. Let's look at what we have.
Mr. Landrieu, we gave you this weeks ago.
Yes, ma'am. You did.
Uh-huh.
Right. You want I got the date if you need the date. Okay? And we're looking at it. Okay? At the same time, you know, work has to be done moving forward.
I understand that perfectly.
Because
with these changes, don't hurt the work.
No, they affect. Any change at this point has an impact.
All it did was take away these doors here and move this lobby down here,
right,
move the study, move the quiet room here.
This is what we're going to do.
These were all here.
Listen, I appreciate it. This is what we're going to do. As the parish representative, I'm going to get with the design team, and we're going to look at this, and we're going to respond to each area, okay, and make a recommendation to the board, okay, on how to move forward based on these issues and these questions you guys want answers to.
Mm-hmm.
Is that satisfactory?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to address it. Okay? All right? We're going to address it. We're going to look at it openly like we always do and make a recommendation to the board, okay, and ask the board to provide an answer.
We have a board meeting Tuesday.
Yeah, well, you know, this is kind of, you know, this would just, for us to address this, just to be honest, okay, it's not just me, Doug, Pete, and Will talking. We got to get the design team, the engineers involved in this.
I understand.
How does taking off doors here and shortening the lobby involve engineers?
Structural.
It's just moving doors.
Well,
it didn't interfere with any of those other lines that are on this paper.
I will respond. Okay, Patrice, I'll do my best to have the response before that board meeting, but I will send a formal document directly to you so you can distribute to the board and whoever else you need to and ask for a response.
Three of us have talked, and you know we have a quorum. I mean, there's no reason why we can't vote because we advertise.
No,
this
you need four.
One, two,
okay,
three,
four,
five.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm not saying we're all going to vote the same way, but we have a quorum. So three of us have spoken. I haven't talked to Becky, and I haven't talked to Ms. Darnell. Greg suggested that, you know, we're okay with what the architects have presented.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, this is the problem with having these meetings. We are the board, and we have public sign-in. And so we can't have everybody just jumping in, okay, because we're not going to get anything accomplished. I know you have your input, but we have to opt. If we're going to do it as a public meeting and we're going to do it according to the rules, then it's the board's decision. we y'all have had tons of input. And just because you're not getting everything that you want doesn't mean the architects aren't listening to you. They are the experts. That's why we hired them.
May I please say something?
Go ahead, Janet.
Thank you. All I was going to do was ask if everyone here would just please take a minute, instead of trying to rush and make a decision after you've looked at it for a second, could we please, knowing that we have a board meeting coming up, take a minute, all of us look, us included, and just make sure that we're doing the best thing that we can do with our resources. That was all I was going to ask.
Well, I think that's what we've been trying to do from the very beginning. So, I mean, I see, you know, we've hired a consultant, we have architects, we have engineers, and it's like, I'm not sure why we have them, because y'all could have just done this yourselves. Mm-hmm. So, do y'all want to vote, or y'all want to wait till Tuesday? I know you can't be there Tuesday. So, you know, that's the problem. We can't seem to have, nobody can be on the same page. We can't seem to come to any kind of consensus. And, you know, I'm willing to rely on the experts that we are paying to do the job. And, you know.
Joyce, I'll move to accept the design as promulgated by the architects.
They should be able to have a say in everything.
They have had a say, Ms. Arnell.
But they're telling you now what they need.
But they're at my. Do we have a second?
I'm sorry.
I hear the apology.
I don't want to step on you, Joe.
No.
The fact of the matter is, when they're the ones that's got to work the place, they know what.
And they're not going to be here forever. Okay, there will be new staff in time, and there will be new technology that will come in. So everything has to be fluid, and these people are the experts that know the best way to design something so that it can be expanded upon and improved and tuned up as we go along. You know, just because what we have here or what we had on Palmisano, you know, that's not today and that's not tomorrow.
Right.
And as far as all these books we have, we don't need to have all these books in the library. We can get rid of a lot of books because we have a lot of duplicate things and unnecessary things that have been in storage for 10 years. Well, if nobody's read them in 10 years, why do we need them out on the shelves now? So we don't seem to have a second for a vote, so your motion dies.
Okay.
So we will have a board meeting on Tuesday. So whatever you can get to us on Tuesday to be presented. But, you know, on one hand, we're like, well, is it really going to take this long to get this done? Well, it's going to take twice as long as we keep having all these roadblocks thrown up.
This is the only one, Patrice.
Colors really aren't that important. But
I'm just telling you.
You know, they've completely redesigned the entire area according to what Dwight needs. Well, what if the next IT guy comes in and he doesn't
He's
like any
He's
going to
need exactly what Dwight needs. He is.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're so
he
sure.
He really is. I am positive.
But they've made all those changes for you.
What?
They've
the
made all the changes?
Talking about the data that's room. Important.
I said they made the changes.
Well, that's the data room. We're asking for the rest of the building.
I have
the
nothing
building.
Else to say. We'll have a meeting on Tuesday.
Yes, we'll have
a
meeting on
Tuesday.
But we'll have a meeting on Tuesday. Well, you all will vote Tuesday.
Presents.
I'm sorry.
Unless you have any other questions for us.
No.
I'll move to adjourn.
Yes. If we could, I just want to reiterate, if we could.
You're going
to
get it.
Get a copy of the, since this is a board meeting, who does the minutes?
Can
I get a copy of them? Are they public?
Yeah, they're public.
Well, all we just discussed this, that's it.
All right, and also, Ray, if you don't mind, could you send a PowerPoint to everybody that's here? We'll just send it to Patrice. You can give it to the rest of the board members that weren't here, the PowerPoint presentation. I'm going to email it to you. He's going to send it to me. I'm going to email it to you. And send everybody
and
here a copy of it.
Okay. The PowerPoint will be the minutes.
Yeah.
And then y'all can have the audio.
That's
Dwight will send it over.
Well, I'll put it on the website and give you the links.
Yeah, because we always put it up.
So the presentation is the size of it is too big to email, so we'll have a link, we'll send out a link to our FTP site where it'll be, so everybody can download.
Yeah, I couldn't print any of this stuff because it was coming out on two pieces of paper, and I'm trying to, you know.
That's what it is, it's two letters next to each other.
Yeah. Okay, well, there's a motion to adjourn.
I just want to make sure I understood.
Yes, now we didn't have the porch, so now we're going to have the space.
It wasn't an official meeting.
Right, I get it, okay.
That's all right.
I just want to make sure I understand the intent behind what you're trying. I get it.
That's walk-through thing is incredible.